Tragedies like this one eventually find their way into the realm of politics. Already, Democrats and Republicans are finding very different ways of talking about the killings in Charleston. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
The horrific news broke this week just as the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition was preparing for a three-day conference in Washington featuring a dozen GOP presidential hopefuls. The event went forward. Senator Ted Cruz spoke yesterday morning.
And I just want to begin with a moment of silence, remembering those who were murdered last night.
Also that morning, Senator Rand Paul had perhaps the most directly political comments.
What kind of person goes in a church and shoots nine people? There's a sickness in our country. There's something terribly wrong, but it isn't going to be fixed by your government.
The one candidate to speak at the event over the past 2 days who didn't weigh in on Charleston was Senator Marco Rubio. He delivered a standard campaign speech, but this morning got underway with this from Governor Chris Christie.
It's depraved. It's unthinkable. We can't put our minds around conduct like that, can we?
And Jeb Bush.
I don't know what was on the mind or the heart of the man who committed these atrocious crimes, but I do know what was in the heart of the victims.
Also, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson.
And if we don't pay close attention to the hatred and the division that's going on in our nation, this is just a harbinger of what we can expect.
Carson is African American, and there he seemed to be alluding to race, but he did not mention it explicitly, nor did any of the other Republican candidates. Democrats have raised that subject, however. And also guns. President Obama spoke at the White House.
This is not the first time that black churches have been attacked. And we know that hatred across races and faiths pose a particular threat to our democracy and our ideals.
And there was this from Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
In order to make sense of it, we have to be honest. We have to face hard truths about race, violence, guns, and division.
The presidential hopeful who was closest to this story is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who is from South Carolina. He spoke to CNN.
Really, the last thing on my mind right now is a political debate. My job is to be here and to show solidarity with my community and my state.
But on the gun control debate, he did weigh in, saying it's a matter of fixing the existing system of background checks, where too many fall through the cracks.
If I get to be president of the United States, you fail a criminal background check, you try to buy a gun when you're not supposed to, you're going to meet the law head on.
The challenge for every politician talking about this event is balance. They want to weigh in, they want to express condolences, but there's always the danger of looking like you're exploiting a tragedy. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.